Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 7:45. New Mexico House Speaker Brian Egolf says his Democratic colleagues hope to consider legislation during the upcoming session that will help cities hire more police officers. The Albuquerque Journal reports that Egolf made the comments while addressing a group of Albuquerque business leaders Wednesday. Egolf said Democrats also will push for a scaled-back plan to put an extra $50 million into early childhood education programs. Unlike previous plans that called for tapping New Mexico's land grant permanent fund, the new plan will involve severance tax funds. Egolf says he expects the session to focus on public safety, the budget, and tax policy. It's the second week of open enrollment for healthcare on the federal marketplace. While folks across the region are deciding which plans to sign up for, some of the people who designed those plans met this week in Dallas. And they're talking about what healthcare might look like 5 or 10 years from now. Lauren Silverman reports from the Oliver Wyman Health Innovation Summit.
Healthcare executives from more than 30 states and 6 countries are at the Fairmont Hotel in Dallas this week, trying to predict the future of healthcare. It's appropriate that they're gathered here in the birthplace of employer-based health insurance. That's right. Nearly a century ago, a Baylor University official named Justin Kimball thought of a way to get regular folks to start paying for health care the same way they might have paid for their Model Ts or their homes, a tiny bit each month. How tiny?
It was like 50 cents a month, and there were certain medical services that would be covered.
That's Steve Love, president and CEO of the Dallas-Fort Worth Hospital Council, who is actually at a different Texas healthcare conference this week in Austin.
This grew, and when many of the men and women who had served in World War II returned home, many of the employers couldn't afford big salaries, so they included employee health benefits as a perk, if you will, and that really is where the employer-based health insurance really got a big springboard.
Today, more than 150 million people have health insurance through their employers. Although when it comes to products Americans purchase, health insurance is one of the least popular. In the opening conversation at the Oliver Wyman Health Innovation Summit, 2 healthcare experts took on the issue of customer satisfaction.
Health insurance is a need, not a want. And so when you have something that's needed, you're going to have a little bit of a lower score to start with.
David Holmberg is CEO of Highmark Health, a national health and wellness enterprise based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that serves an estimated 40 million people nationwide.
We've asked the consumer to pay more, participate more in their decisions, and the consumer is also raising the bar. They're absolutely looking at this and expecting more out of not only insurance companies, but healthcare providers in general. And so I don't know that the industry is moving rapidly enough.
The insurance industry is represented in part by Marilyn Tavener, president of America's Health Insurance Plans. Before taking on that role, Tavener was administrator for the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and spearheaded the rollout of the Affordable Care Act under former President Barack Obama. She says high prices are at the core of consumer dissatisfaction.
All we're doing in the individual market is rearranging chairs on the Titanic. We're not dealing with the underlying issues of cost. So until we actually deal with the underlying cost, we will never make a consumer happy.
To get at the issue of cost, Holmberg says Highmark Health, among others, is changing where healthcare is delivered.
We just made an announcement about a week ago that we're building 5 new hospitals, 4 of which will be neighborhood hospitals, in combination with Ameris, which is a Texas-based company. You know, they'll be a team-based primary care and a 24/7 emergency room. There will be 12 hospital beds with the idea that somebody who needs an infusion, somebody who needs a limited amount of care but isn't going to be in an acute setting, we can keep them closer to home, less expensive.
Marilyn Tavener says more healthcare insurers are embracing new models of care.
I do think it's the way of the future, and I do think that's the only way we'll ever be able to take care of chronically ill individuals is we're going to have to wrap the resources around them.
The transition to preventative care was driven in part by the Affordable Care Act, which rewards value over volume. And although Tavener and Holmberg stand on opposite sides of the political spectrum, they both think the Obama-era legislation will still largely be in place in November of 2020, when the next presidential election is held. Here's Holmberg.
Because in the history of our country, no social program as significant as this has ever been rescinded. And so to pull it and take it away at this point is really, really difficult. Now, I think it risks death by a thousand cuts if we're not careful, but I don't think we're going to like the answer when we're done.
The search for answers about the future of healthcare wraps up this afternoon in Dallas. Who knows? Maybe a century after the prototype for employer-based insurance was developed here, someone at this summit will come up with another extraordinary idea. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.